From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State group was behind the attack. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of the Syrian city of Aleppo, whose food stocks are depleted. Lisa Schlein has more.
The last food provided by the World Food Program was distributed to the trapped residents of eastern Aleppo days ago. Now nothing is left. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys into the city have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. Central Command says a U.S. soldier was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosive device in northern Syria. Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops near the town of Al-Bab. Western diplomats expressed concern that the attacks risk bringing Syria and Turkey into armed conflict with one another. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way the Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey since the failed coup. This is VOA News.